Hey, it's 8:04 here in the studios of WKRX, WRXO. It's Tuesday, which means my good friend from Person County Recreation in LeBron Street joins us here. What's up, my friend?
Yes, good morning,
look, I know you love this kind of weather. 30 degrees here this morning in Roxborough.
She's a little cool out there this morning. to me, it's very cold. Anybody know me? I'm definitely a hot weather type of guy, but just hold on. Come, I think, tomorrow towards the end of the week, supposed to be back in the 60s, so that's good old North Carolina weather for you.
That's exactly right. It'll snow sometime today and then get back into sunshine tomorrow. What we got going on over there at Mayo Lake, my friend?
Yes, so right now we're pretty much we don't have any program schedule right now, but however, you still can come out there and camp with us. We're still open for camping. We don't never close. We're open for camping. You can come on out and enjoy the fall weather with us. Not only that, I've had a couple groups come in. I had somebody come in yesterday, got their dates for next year. I met another family out there Sunday before last, I think it was, and we won that book. It was three of them. They booked their sites for next year also. So I encourage you to go ahead and come on out and start looking at your calendar with your family so we can go ahead and get you booked for next year, because if it was anything like this past year, as you know, for the regulars and people that's not regulars, we do fill up every single weekend. So get with your family, get with your friends, and let us know so we can accommodate you. As I stated, we don't never shut down. I get calls regularly, you know, when y'all close, for the winter. We don't never close at Mayo. But just give us a call. More than anything, stop by and see us. We love visitors this time of year at 597-7806.
For those that are looking for a long-term, especially during the winter months or really into the summer and whatnot, what is kind of the time range you guys are allowed to kind of book from what date to what date? How does that work for you guys?
So we really don't do a long range, and I always tell people, you know, I had a call yesterday. A guy called me. He wanted to do 2 years. I said, sorry.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's coming in from out of town to work at the power plant. I told him we can only do 14 days per spot.
Okay.
But however, you know, this time of year we can bend the rules a little bit on that, just because we're a little bit slower this time of year. Mm-hmm. But once the wintertime hit, once the summertime hit, once the springtime hit, unfortunately, we can't do that because so many people have already, you know, pre-booked for us, and we're not equipped to do long-term. But there's a couple other people in the county that does do long-term. We just don't do long-term at Mayo. We like to get people in and get people out for that. But just give us a call. I'm pretty sure we can make some type of accommodation for you, especially this time of year, because we're not as busy this time of year. I don't think we're busy doing trade this time of year. It's fighting those leaves. It's an uphill battle with those. But, you know, they're winning right now, but we try to get a jab in with those leads.
There you go. And what's a good number once more?
Give us a call at 597-7806.
I tell people all the time, you will not be disappointed if you go out there, do a little camping, stay for the weekend, stay for the week. I guess, of course, stay for the 14 days, whatever works best for you and your family and schedule. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and more coverage to get into the recreation side here on WKRX, WRXO. Again, welcome back to our morning program at 8:11 here in the studios of WKRX, WRXO. We'll have the Radio Roxborough News coming up after our segment here. LeBron Street joins us here for the Person County Rec. Already talked a little bit about how beautiful it was over there at Mayo. Get your reservations in right now, especially for next year. They will book up. And they're, like I said, every weekend you guys are pretty much booked up the entire weekend. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Most people get their start trickling in on Thursday, but the troops, they coming on Friday, and they just there for the weekend, and they leave out on Sunday. So
I love the
during the week, I always tell people, you know, during the week, like a Sunday through Thursday, it's pretty much open. You can pretty much show up and get a camp spot. Yeah. But for the most part, the troops, they coming. They trickle in on Thursday, and then the crowd is really there on Friday night and Saturday night. And we had a good year, no hiccups, no incidents. Thankfully, it's a good, safe campground to come out and have a good time at, Trey.
I love it. All right, my friend, what's going on there at the recreation?
The only thing we got left right now, we got youth basketball going on, and that's the sign-ups. You only have until Thursday, the 13th, to sign up for that. So please get signed up for the youth basketball sign-ups. It's open for ages 9 to 12 for the girls and 11 to 12 for the boys. So again, let's get signed up for that. You only have until Thursday. We have extended it just to give people more time for it. Again, let's get signed up for youth basketball. That's open. Registration is open, but it does close on the 13th, which is this Thursday. Give us a call at 597-1755 for more information, or to get your child signed up, or just stop by the main office. We'll be more than happy to walk you through the process. More than happy to get you signed up.
Fantastic. Again, youth basketball Like I said, what's the age group for that?
9 to 12 for the girls, and 9 to 12 for the girls, 11 to 12 for the boys. But the main thing is get signed up, please. That's what we want to steal, because we already have extended it one time, trying to get more people to participate in that. Again, you have until the 13th, which is this Thursday.
Fantastic. All right, let's do a recap of everything we have going on, especially some events coming up that you guys have going on this year.
Yeah, so right now, you know, things are pretty dormant right now. However, like I said, you still come on out to Mayo, make your reservations for the year. We do have our environment educational building. It's utilized every weekend for baby showers, birthday parties, Christmas parties. Whatever the case may be, we can accommodate you. But the thing is, you must plan ahead. I had somebody call yesterday, Trey, looking for a wedding in 2027. So you have to plan ahead. And it's funny because it's Saturday. She wanted one of them was already taken, so we got people already booked out. So come on out and take advantage of that. Give us a call. We'll be more than happy to accommodate you at Mayo. Again, we're also doing a volunteer thing, Trey, at Mayo. We can come on out any the hours that we're open. We're not open on weekends now, but come on out and help us pick up trash. We give you a bucket and a grabber. You walk around, pick up trash, and we have a little goodie bag for you. Just something to help us out through the Friends of the Park. It's a volunteer event. It's free. Give us a call or just stop by and see us. We'd be more than happy to have you, Trey.
That's anytime?
Anytime. Okay. We're there 5 days a week right now, doing business hours from 9 to 5.
That's something great for kids looking for some community service. There's the school. Get your hours in.
Yes.
Oh, we got to talk about that. Yes. My son is, 8. Throw him out there, ready to roll.
Yes. kids and adults. Okay. All we ask you is come on in, sign a little quick waiver. We'll be more than happy to have you.
Fantastic. All right, what's a good number for you once more?
Yes, 597-7806 is our number at Mayo. 597-1755 is the number for Huck Sainsbury. Give us a call. Stop by and see us. We love guests. And we'd be more than happy to help you out.
Fantastic. Brother, we love you. Appreciate you.
Pleasure.
Hey, God bless you.
Yes.
And hey, stay warm, okay?
Everybody do the same.
There you go. Again, my name is Trey Snyder. Here's LeBron Street here on WKRX, WRXO. Right now, it is time for the Radio Roxborough News.